les dimensions, les formes et les couleurs. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit. Martin se trouve dans une grande salle de concert, a concert hall. Il essaye de la décrire de son mieux à sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner. Elle demande tout de suite, « What's it like ?» C'est comment ? « What's it like ?» Et il répond, « It's large, but not too large. » C'est grand, mais pas trop. I guess it holds 2,000 people. Je pense qu'elle peut contenir 2,000 personnes. I guess it holds 2,000 people. Sa femme veut en savoir davantage. Elle dit, Tell me more. What color is it? Quelle est sa couleur? Et il répond. Et écoutez le reste.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can tell you're at the concert.
I wanted to try out the telephone. I can't believe I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Modern technology.
Wonderful. I'm sitting in the middle of this large concert hall talking to you on the telephone.
What's it like?
The telephone?
No, the concert.
It hasn't started yet. It will begin in about 5 minutes. The concert hall is beautiful.
Tell me about it.
It's large, but not too large. I guess it holds about 2,000 people, maybe fewer than that. I'm sorry you can't be here.
Perhaps next time. Tell me more. What color is it?
It's cream color with red trim. Not bright red, but a red wine color. There's a lot of gold, too. The hall is almost square, and it has 3 balconies. They aren't very big. They aren't very deep. Each one has about 4 rows of seats. I'm in the first balcony.
That sounds perfect.
I can look down on the audience below. I can see people coming from the doors on the right and on the left. It's almost time for the concert to begin, so the hall is almost full.
Can you see the orchestra?
Of course. I'm directly in front of the orchestra, above them, of course. They are all in their places. Some are getting ready to warm up.
Oh, I can hear them. Is it exciting?
Yes, it is. You remember the last time we came here?
Yes, it must have been 3 years ago.
I think so. The concert hall was so ugly. It was dark and dirty.
Was it dark green?
Or maybe brown. It hadn't been painted for years and years. There weren't enough lights. We couldn't find our seats. Now it's light and colorful. It's really beautiful. It looks much bigger now.
Have you interviewed the conductor?
No, not yet. I'll interview him at the first intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Say hello for me. He may remember me.
Of course he'll remember you. You've met him several times, haven't you?
Yes, but he meets so many people.
I'll call you later. It's about to begin. Bye.
N'oubliez pas qu'en anglais, les mots descriptifs sont en général placés avant le mot qu'ils décrivent. Par exemple, small stage, une petite scène. Large concert hall, une grande salle de concert. Red color, couleur rouge. Écoutez la description de Martin qui vous servira d'exemple.
Large concert hall. 2,000 people. Red wine color. 3 balconies.
Certains mots descriptifs sont placés après le verbe être en anglais, to be. They aren't small. Contraction de they are not small. They aren't small. Ils ne sont pas petits. It's square. Contraction de it is square. It's square. C'est carré. It was round. C'était rond. Voici d'autres exemples.
They aren't big. The hall is beautiful. It's square. It was dark and dirty.
Pourriez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner en utilisant des mots descriptifs? Vous avez sans doute remarqué que ces mots rendent la description d'un endroit encore plus précise. Écoutez bien et répondez à ces questions. Par exemple, Martin vous demandera « How large is the concert hall? » Et vous pouvez répondre « It's very large » ou bien « Large but not so large » ou bien « It's not large, it's small. » Enfin, répondez comme vous voulez.
How large is the concert hall? What color is the concert hall? Is the concert hall dark and dirty? Is the hall round or square?
Hello, is that you, Martin?
It's the intermission.
I know. I've been listening to the concert on the radio.
Pour savoir décrire un lieu, il faut que vous puissiez décrire les couleurs, les dimensions et les formes. C'est-à-dire en anglais, you have to be able to describe the shape, les formes, ou la forme, the shapes, les dimensions, en anglais, the size, et les couleurs, the colors. Martin Lerner parle au téléphone avec sa femme. Il parle en décrivant la salle de concert, the concert hall. Il parle aussi durant l'entracte, during intermission. Intermission, c'est l'entracte. Il parle des lumières, the lights. There are lots of lights. Il y a beaucoup de lumières. Il parle de l'orchestre, the orchestra. The orchestra is wonderful. Il parle du plaisir à l'écoute de cette musique. The pleasure. It's a pleasure to listen to this wonderful music. Une place, a seat. Y a-t-il une place près de vous? Is there a seat next to you? Les verbes. Il parle de l'orchestre. Il parle du fait que cet orchestre est dirigé par un chef d'orchestre. Dirigé, conduct. Le chef d'orchestre, the conductor. Devinez, guess. Il demande à sa femme, il lui dit, guess where I am? Devine où je suis. Guess where I am? To guess. Les adjectifs. Bright. Brillant. Bright. The colors are so bright. It is wonderful in here. Bright. Confortable. It's comfortable here. It's very comfortable. Confortable. It's a cream color. A cream color. Crème ou beige. It's a deep red. Vous savez maintenant comment décrire un endroit. The movie theater was very small. La salle de cinéma était très petite. Ou bien, this house is green. Cette maison est verte. Si vous connaissez un endroit sympathique en utilisant des mots descriptifs, vous pourrez peut-être persuader vos amis d'y aller aussi. The restaurant was really beautiful. The food was delicious. Le restaurant était vraiment splendide et la nourriture délicieuse. The hall was round. La salle était ronde. Je suis sûre que vous connaissez plein d'endroits sympathiques.